Okay, I tried to record the gory details of my adventure at the dentist. I think I sound weird because my whole tongue is numb. Where's my glasses? Oh, they're on my head. Oh, shit. Okay. Let me try to... This really sucks. I have to go to two offices today by the courthouse. At the courthouse, actually. But I don't know how I'm going to talk to people. And I could be able to talk. Oh, the glasses are on my head. What the hell? All right, I found my glasses. Look at this. Get me out of here. Oh my God. That was so stressful. I swear to God. Normally I don't have a problem with the shots. Okay, remember, I can't talk right now. Normally I'm okay, but something about this guy's shots hurt like hell. Like he puts it right in the nerve. I mean, it's good because it numbs it, but I'm like, damn. I'm gonna have to come back like 6 more times because, oh, that was a bump. Shit. Because I have to get my cap, my size for my caps and all that stuff. I mean, I shouldn't complain, you know, at least I still have my real teeth, but still. Now I'm one of the lisp people because I have a lisp. We're going to call this show Lisp. Cuz okay, dude, let me go. Yeah, we're going to call this the Lisp podcast. Cuz I can't talk for shit. Let's try some words. I don't know. What kind of lisp alphabets are there? I have no idea. This and that. I don't know. Okay, anyways. Welcome to my lisp podcast. Just really sucks. Oh, I can't even say it sucks. I can't say sucks. This really sucks. Well, that's okay. That was better than it was. Like, I have half my tongue. So half my tongue works. Okay, so here's what happened. So he's trying to give me a shot, right? And I was like, crying. I mean, I actually cried. And, you know, he's like, I don't know why you're so sensitive. I go, I don't know, you know, and but I told him, I said, no, I'm under a lot of stress right now, so, you know, that's probably what it is, and he's like, oh, yeah, that happens, and stuff like that. There's Chewies. I should go to Chewies. I can't, because I can't even eat. I can't eat nothing. I couldn't even drink out of the straw. Damn. And you know what? And I feel like a buffet today too. I can't go to buffet because I still got the other two. Shoot. Okay, right now I just gotta go to campus. So I come back next Wednesday. And have a new Lisp podcast. Oh, okay. So he gave me a shot. And he gave me some numbing stuff before the shot, which didn't do anything. But I guess it would have been worse, right? And I got myself so worked up that I grossed myself out and I almost threw up. I had to actually get out of the chair and run to the bathroom to get sick because I was so grossed out. I can't believe that happened to me. Like, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I taught those two kids. I remember them. I'm stopping over here at the school. I taught over here. Oh my God, they got so big. I can't believe how... Oh. They just recognized me. So cute. God, they got big. Dang, it's only been like a year. Not even a year. When was I at this school? Oh yeah, I was at this school last year. Wow. I can't believe how big they got. There's these two little boys. And, the class I was teaching was, it was art, you know, but it was, we had the at-risk kids there. And what we did was we go to the various classrooms and there are certain students who are in this program. And there's students that are having a hard time and stuff like that. And, so it's art therapy, you know. And these two are brothers, are cousins, or are they brothers? I think they're brothers or cousins. Well, anyways, they live together, and their father just got out of prison at that time, like just returned home from prison, and the mother was a single parent, so you know they had a hard time, like so. We bring it, and the class for the art therapy is only like about maybe 6 students tops, you know. And what it does is it gives them the opportunity to just relax and be in an environment that they can talk, because they'll talk while they're doing art, you know, whatever's bothering them and stuff like that. So my first introduction to them was they showed up to class and I was student teaching, of course, so there's the other main teacher, and but you know what, I'm totally lost. I went the wrong way because I got sidetracked. I just need a main road. I mean, is that too, I swear. Oh, there's the main road. Okay, so in my first introduction to them is they walk in and they're fighting. And then he's like, dude, I'm going to take you out. When we get home, I'm going to take you out. And I was like, oh my God, they're so little. You know, they just got probably like 7 years old, 8 years old. And they got their gang gear on. And they're just mimicking like... Like when he's like, I'm going to take you out, he's mimicking that he had a gun in his hand. And I was just like, oh my God, that is so young. I mean, I'm not being unrealistic to say that that doesn't happen. Stopping? Are they stopping? Okay. Are they stopping? Alright, I'm going to go. I'm not saying that it's not unrealistic, you know, because that happens with young kids, but I was just shocked, you know, because it's just something I'm not used to seeing, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to take you out, and they were just fighting so bad, and we kind of had to separate them. But they looked like they were getting along today, so That's a good thing. They looked happy today. They just got so big. I can't believe how big they are. I feel so old. It's amazing how fast kids grow. I mean, 1 year is major. Oh, wow. Okay, so where was I? I was talking about the dentist. So So I got sick, and then I come back, and he goes, well, I'll wait then until you're really numb. But he had to work on somebody else, which took a little bit longer. And then, so by the time he came back to me, I don't think I was numb in some places. And I'm just, like, having, like, this panic attack. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? I'm just, like, freaking out. Poor guy. You know, goes to school all those years and gets his degree, and then he has someone like me just flipping out on him. It's like, oh my God. And it wasn't, the procedure itself was not that major of a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. But because of my anxiety, I just made it worse. So I decided when I get home today, I'm taking my Xanax. I think I'm just shot for today. Hopefully it will chill out. Maybe I just need to eat because I still need to eat. So maybe if I eat, it'll go away, you know. Is this my street? Yeah, this is my street. I guess we'll have to do it for dinner. Then if I do it for dinner, I know I'm going to pass out. Okay. I'm going to pass out for the day. I mean, the night. Oh, yeah. And then yesterday, last night, I had a nightmare. I had the strangest nightmare. God, I don't remember what it is. I mean, I kind of remember, but it was freaky. It was enough for me to think about calling this person and ask them questions like, hey, what are you doing, you know? Are you doing this or are you doing that? Because it was something really major. And every time I had dreams like that, they came true. So I guess I better ask this person. Okay, you know what? I know you guys are speeding. Don't follow me. Because I don't speed, okay? And right now, I have a serious lisp. So I can't do a whole lot. Yeah, the little kid experiences, they're very interesting because kids in a classroom, they'll tell you everything. You know, they'll tell, you know, their whole business. I mean, they'll tell you what their mom said, what their moms and dads are doing. And the sad part is they tell you, like, let's say a parent is in a hurry and the kid's asking them for something and they tell them, oh yeah, we'll do it after work or something. We'll talk about it later, or we'll go there one day soon. And you got to be really careful about that because, you know, the kids come to school and they literally think, you know, where an adult would think, oh, I'm just brushing it off right now because I'm in a hurry kind of thing. Well, those kids think about it all day long. So if their mom says, oh, maybe we'll order pizza tonight, we'll see. Okay, let's say they say that. Maybe we'll order pizza tonight. We'll see. That little boy or girl will come to school and tell everybody how they're going to have pizza. And if they go home and they don't have the pizza, they will be really disappointed because they really thought about that the whole day. Like, that was the highlight of their day. And they tell all the kids, you know. So that's why I say, you know, parents, you guys need to be careful on what you tell them. Because if you promise something, or even if it's not an official promise, you know, but you say it in a way that, oh, okay, well, yeah, we'll think about it, or we're going to do this. Don't say stuff like that unless you're going to follow through. I guess that's my point. Like, don't do that. Because it just adds to their disappointment, you know. And that's what we saw a lot. So then when they come back the next day, of course their friends are saying, oh, did you get the pizza? And they have to tell their friends no. And then you see their faces, you know, their little faces. And they're like, no, they forgot, or something like that. And it's really sad. And I'm talking about the little kids, you know, the ones that are from first grade to like fourth grade. The little ones are. And it does stress them out. Like, another story I could tell was another child. They came home and the dad was, I guess the dad kind of sounds like a jerk. You know, their dog had puppies. That he didn't want the puppies. So instead of going somewhere and giving away, he brought them somewhere and dropped them off somewhere, right? But he did it with the child in the car. And of course, they have to hear what they're going to do. Like, I don't know. It was really sad. Like, sometimes the things that they would talk about was really sad. And you got to remember, most of these classes are art, right? So in art classes, they can talk. They can communicate. And so you hear a lot of stuff. It's really sad. I mean, but I'm not saying that that's bad parenting. It's like just some parents aren't being considerate with what they're saying, because little kids take it completely, they take it literally. You got to be careful on how you say it, and you got to be careful what you promise them. And any ideas you have, you know. And they do. They hang on every word you say. So if you do like negative actions, they'll think about it. I mean, it does bother them too. They just won't say anything because you're the parent and you're like a god to them, you know. Until they get older. And if they realize that you're a real life jerk, then it comes out different. But they'll have more respect for you if you, he's not even out of class yet, is he? Ah, shit. I shouldn't have parked here. But I have my placard. Oh, man, when I came out, I realized I didn't put my placard on my car. So I hope I don't get a ticket. I mean, I don't know if I got a ticket. I won't know till I check the mail. I hope I didn't, because that's like a $350 ticket or a fine on top of whatever. Okay, I need to find a different parking. Oh no, there's disability over here. Okay. I think I only have a couple days left on with my placard stuff. Gotta wait here for a while before I can go to my appointments. All right. So that was the adventure. I think I'm done now. It was a long day. Oh. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out, and I will talk to you later. Bye.